Hello, this is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for October 19, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 17. It says there, "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." End of quote. I recently read about two homeless brothers who inherited 100 million euros. Salt and Gesa Paladi were so poor that they did not even have a home to live, but lived in a cave outside Budapest, Hungary, and sold the scrap they found on the street for pennies. They lived in the streets without knowing of their big fortune and inheritance. They knew that their mother came from a wealthy family, however, she was difficult to live with, and then she disconnected all the ties with her children and their father. Now, these two brothers live in the United States with all good comforts because of the huge inheritance they received from their mother. Beloved, Bible says when you became a child of God by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, He gave you His Holy Spirit inside you. You do not live in fear because of the adoption to the sonship of God the Father. You are the child of God, and we can call Him Abba Father, a very dear, intimate, and loving name. We can call God like we call our earthly fathers. Moreover, the Bible says you became a citizen of heaven, Philippians 3:20. I live in the United States of America and I'm a citizen here. To get citizenship in US is not easy. However, do you know what? The USA is not even remotely comparable to the most wonderful place called heaven. All the legal and paperwork were completed, and you are a citizen of heaven when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Jesus Christ paid all the cost of the court work by His divine and sinless blood. In addition, you are granted all the fortunes and inheritance of heaven because you are now adopted to God's household and family in and through the merit of Jesus Christ. It is a done deal. You see, not only you are a citizen of heaven, but also the decision to give you all the inheritance of heaven was also settled in the courts in heaven, even before the foundations of the world, according to Ephesians 1:3-6. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, God called you into the inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade away. This heavenly inheritance is kept for you in heaven personally. This is the matter of great joy and rejoicement while we live on this earth and face various trials and difficulties temporarily. Do you know, oftentimes we are afraid about our circumstances and we think that we do not have enough resources or helps, right? However, keep in mind, God has all resources for you in His disposal. Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 11, "All greatness, power, glory, majesty and splendor belong to Him." It also says everything in heaven, earth belongs to God. And you are a child of God, and therefore the inheritor of all God's inheritance. You are not just a believer or a saint of God. You have all heaven's blessings at your disposal because you belong to God's family and you are His child. Dearly beloved, slowly read today's insight. Because you accepted Jesus as your Savior, we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Jesus Christ. Now the billion-dollar question is this: did you come to Jesus Christ and acknowledge Him as your Savior and Lord as of yet? Do you know God sent His only begotten Son to this world and allowed Him to die on the cross for all of our sins to reconcile us with Him and grant us free entrance into heaven and all of His inheritance? Remember, you are the heir of God and co-heir with Jesus Christ. If you have not made the most important decision for eternity in heaven and God's wonderful inheritance for you, I will help you to come to Jesus today and become a child of God in a small prayer with me now. It does not matter how far you are away from God. God loves you. You may think that you are not worthy to come to God because of your horrible past. Satan may even tell you are not good or worthy. But do you listen? However, the truth is this. God loves you so deeply. And that is why he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, for you. Jesus loves you. And that is why he died for all of your sins and shortcomings. You are more valuable than the whole world in the sight of God, according to Mark 8:36. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me now. Father in heaven, I come to you and I accept Jesus Christ, your Son, as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died for my sins, buried and risen again for my salvation. I invite him into my life. I want to come to heaven and live with you, Lord. And I want to have all the inheritance in heaven that you prepared for me. I thank you for loving me and saving me now. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. May the love and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.